An energy expert, Regis Sawyer, has asked the government not to panic in engaging investors in the sector in the face of the current challenges. He said the search for a solution to the energy problem needs to be approached with tact and due diligence. Mr. Sawyer's comments follow the pronouncement by the Minister of Power, Dr. Kwabena Donkor, that government is engaging a number of investors in the sector to end the power challenges by the end of the year. He spoke with Cecil Obudai-Wintum on Unique Breakfast Drive.
You will notice that if we add a couple of megawatts to what we have now and the load shedding is minimized, they will forget what he has just said and go to basic standard. We need to be pragmatic. We need to be practical and we need to be focused. We also need to have timelines for all that he has said, right? There are good parts of it. There are parts which I put question marks on, but which I wouldn't like to go in now. We can do that later. But then, the energy mix is the best idea you can ever have.
Yeah.
For all developed countries, they have the energy mix, and that is why they have reliable source of energy. If you say, for example, if you generate 100 megawatts of solar energy, because it's used during the day, you need 100 megawatts in the evenings to support it. Well, there's a big question mark there, for example, because if you have solar during the day, you can slow down the Akosombo, you can slow down the Bui Dam, like we're using the Bui Dam now for emergency. And so therefore, you have to balance the equation. You cannot say because I'm generating 100 megawatts during the day and I don't have 100 megawatts during the peak hours, there's nothing we can do about it. They need to sit down with the practical people and find solutions. The solutions are there already, but they must be ready to help the solutions put in place so that the Ghanaian will be able to enjoy what he must enjoy.
Mm. You realize that he backed that assertion with some explanation, and it is the reason for which you put a question mark to that, especially with the 100 megawatt solar plant thing he talked about, that you will need a conventional power system to back it up. And that, talking about our peak period, I mean, as far as solar is concerned,
you don't really need the conventional power. When you have the energy mix, right, we're talking about wind energy, we're talking about biomass, we're talking about solar, we're talking about thermal energy, and so on. When you have the energy mix, then you can play with the energy pool. And so therefore, the conventional energy is just part of the energy mix, so that you can balance it at any given time when you need the energy at certain times. So it is not purposely using conventional energy to back it.
Okay.
You can use other sources of energy to back it.
Now, he spoke about the deficit we have as a country, and that it's not the best, as it were, to move straight into the renewables and think that you can rely on that to address the kind of huge deficit that we have as a country. He spoke about Asogli bringing on board 700 megawatt coal plants plus other more coal plants. And if you have followed him carefully, you realize way before he was given this responsibility, he's someone who has been championing coal business. Is that the right direction for us to go as a country now?
I personally, as an engineer, will say no, a big no, because of the environmental pollution. They can tell me they're going to use the best of filters and so on and so forth, but nothing gives. The waste will be there, even if you put them in filters.
Yeah.
It still be there, and you will have to dispose of it. So that is not the optimal solution. That can be a stopgap solution. But for a nation like Ghana, where we think environmentally, I don't think going coal is the solution.
Mm.
Anyway, where are you going to get the raw material from? Are you going to import them?
That's the huge question to ask here.
Yeah. Are you going to import them? And at what price? And at what cost? And at what reliability? We are seeing with the West African gas pipeline the problems we are having. Are we going into another problem again to solve our problems? No. How reliable would be the source of delivery? And how are we going to get with the truth and so on that will be accumulated?
So the point is that there's a possibility of going back to square one in situations where we have to go beg other sovereign states for raw material.
Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't then be independent to other nations.
Yeah.
They can do us in at any given time. What we need to do here is that to find stopgap solutions at the moment and then plan middle-term, long-term basis so that we can have our own reliable source of generation here in our country without depending on anyone else.